This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line is working. When we are live, Global Star Communications is providing it, 712-770-9418. And Global Star, thank you so much. I believe they had some unused satellite time, and they decided that USA Prepares is something that they should put up on the satellite. I want to thank you, Global Star, for doing that. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Finelli. Today's broadcast, hour number one, is with your instructor, George, in New Hampshire. Hour number two is going to be tips from my unfinished, unpublished, not-for-sale book. Welcome, George.
Hi, Vincent. How are you?
I am well. George, I get a number of compliments about you. And the only comments I get are positive, and people who call me and say, I really like George. He seems like a sincere, honest, nice, kind gentleman and knowledgeable. And so I just wanted to say that's what people say about you, unsolicited. They will just call, and, you know, people call from all over the, well, actually all over the world. Somehow they've gotten our phone number, and they compliment you indirectly. So I thought I would say that. And by the way, I got your envelope in a package that says Cousin Vinny. Thank you so much for your kindness. I think those three items that you sent, the calendar and the magazines and articles, absolutely fascinating. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. And I thank the people for appreciating me and tolerating me.
There's no,
what did Dean Martin say? Just keep those cards and letters coming.
You know, George, you mentioned something quite interesting. Keep those cards and letters coming. I think that was a different era that, you know, when people paid attention to public personalities, actors were revered. Actors were looked up to as someone in a celebrity status, you know, sometimes like a hero, like a John Wayne type. And today we have no heroes that I can think of. I can't think of a single person who is from Hollywood or the music industry that I can look up to and respect. I can't think of a one. I really can't. Sad, isn't it?
Yeah, you know who I really liked a lot was, one man who I would say in my book would be a hero is Jack LaLanne.
And oh, wow.
He had that program in the 50s and the 60s. You never heard scandal about the man. He proselytized fitness. He sang. He a very, very nice show. There was never any innuendos or any sex or any violence or anything else. And he wasn't shy about giving credit to God. And he felt that people should take their God-given gifts and build on them. And, you know, the man, like I say, he spent a lot of time, you know, he lived what he spoke. And he made it to about 94 years old, and he was a sickly teenager. remember, the man always had a nice way about him, very strong type, never threw his weight around. And but like I said, man like that, I remember it was a pleasure to have him come into the living room, because when I was a boy, I remember it would come on, my mother would watch it, I'm sure maybe your mother watched it as well, and it was like he'd have his dog Happy there, and he'd have Elaine, who was like his assistant, who he eventually married. And I'm just saying, people like that, they were from that generation. In other words, they were the type of people that, in other words, they were the ones that built that trust with the medium that a lot of, later on, a lot of unscrupulous executives utilized to basically bring a lot of trash into the living room.
Well, you're right. And Jack LaLanne, I believe he died in 2011 he died. He was 96 years old. He was a health and fitness guru, not a fad health and fitness guru, but he was the real deal. And I remember him doing push-ups like nobody's business. He was incredibly strong, and he was about my size. Actually, he's 5'6", and I'm 5'7", and he probably weighed about the same amount. He was pretty lean. Really, really strong. He was incredible. And he was, you're right, he was a hero. He was someone to lead the way. And he wasn't a big guy. He wasn't like John Wayne. He wasn't like, I think that, didn't he compete with Arnold Schwarzenegger at one time?
I don't know that he competed so much, but I know he was friends with Arnold Schwarzenegger's best friend, Franco Colombo, and that man was like a Mr. Olympia. The only thing was, he was basically Arnold's equivalent, but he was always in the short man's division. In other words, they did it according to height class, so they wouldn't have Arnold go up against Franco. But they called him the Sardinian, because he was from the island in Sardinia, in the Mediterranean. They called him the Sardinian Samson. But him and Jack LaLanne were very good friends. And he said he could remember Jack LaLanne going with the Universal Gym. I don't know if you know those things that they had, the thing where you had like that metal stick or stud that you'd put in under the plates, and you could immediately change the weights, and it was like like a unit that you'd have five different exercises could be going on at the same different times at different stations on the thing. It was called the Universal Gym. I think Jack LaLanne had a lot to do with developing that. But the reason I'm saying it, he could remember Jack LaLanne doing 1,200 repetitions, which means 1,200 curls, for example, with a low weight. And he even told Jack LaLanne, he says, Jack, you shouldn't be too lean. You should have some pad in there, too, because sometimes if you get sick, you want some fat to burn off and other things, reserves to have your body run on while you're going through that that illness.
Here's a quote. I just looked him up on Wikipedia, and it says, quote, LaLanne also gained recognition for his success as a bodybuilder, as well as for his feats of strength. Arnold Schwarzenegger once exclaimed, "That Jack LaLanne's an animal," after a 54-year-old LaLanne beat the 21-year-old Schwarzenegger badly in an informal contest. And on the occasion of LaLanne's death, Arnold Schwarzenegger credited Jack LaLanne for being an apostle for fitness by inspiring billions all over the world to live heavier, healthier lives. So that was the slim Jack LaLanne. And it's interesting. And yes, my mother did listen to him on the radio. He's been interviewed on the radio, and of course on the 1950s television, the Jack LaLanne Show, I think it was called. He was an impressive leader by example, and that's something that we need more of, George. We need people to lead by example. We don't need people show us that they can make millions of dollars by fleecing people, you know, like Gwyneth Paltrow with her goop and Candlelit says, this smells like my vagina. I mean, the shock value, we don't need any more shock value. We need honesty. We need integrity. We need good products at reasonable, fair, honest prices. That's what we need. We don't need any more of the new Sears and Roebucks that that have at one time they use the slogan satisfaction guaranteed or your money back, and then they pull that off the entranceways of, above the doors in their stores, and they say, no, we don't do that anymore. So if you bought something from Sears, you figured, you know, you have a lifetime of satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. And now they don't mean it, and because they fleeced so many of their customers in favor of profits, in favor of working for the shareholders instead of the customers, they've lost their way, they've lost their building, and now they are going under. And you know what? It used to tear me up to watch what has happened to Sears, Roebuck, and Company, because if you had a chance to look at the catalogs from the 1970s, even into the 1980s, you used to be able to get a free catalog. And this catalog would be, I don't know, close to 1,000 pages. Might have even been more than 1,000 pages. It was something that would stop a door from blowing in a breeze. It was so heavy. You know, you could use it as a doorstop if you had to. It was impressive, and it didn't matter what you wanted to buy. If you wanted curtains, thread, sewing machine, desk, table, chairs, heating system, plumbing, paint, roofing shingles, appliances, large appliances, major appliances, small appliances, it didn't matter. They had it, and if you needed that part number 27 in the parts diagram for whatever that product was that they sold, you could even get that. You could go and order it at the catalog, and it would be shipped to the store or shipped to you. So you could get the product, you could get the parts, you could get the service, and a lot of the Craftsman products had lifetime warranties. That's the way it used to be. No more. No more.
Well, you and I have the distinction, shall we say, of both having worked for Sears and Roebuck. So, and I told you my story a long time ago for Sears and Roebuck, but like I say, a lot of these places, you know and I know, if they put the customer first and they kept it that way and they kept that reputation, that would have gone a very long way to brand loyalty and customer loyalty. And I saw it with a number of businesses that, in other words, if they just took a little bit better care of their customers, when some of these big outfits like Walmart first started coming in, let's just say they wouldn't have caused much of a ripple, because people would have said, look, I'm satisfied here. They treat me well. I'm staying with my known commodity, where I know where I'm going to be getting value and I'm going to be treated fairly. And like I said, and I had an acquaintance who, let's just say, I told him the truth about Walmart. And in my opinion, they're a New World Order company. And I think that they purposely were seeded across the country for maybe less than a, let's just say, in my opinion, a nefarious reason. And I told an employee who was a real loyal
company man.
Yeah.
George, hold that thought. We're going into a break. We'll be right back.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, George is with us, USA Prepares instructor in New Hampshire. We're talking about Walmart. George, please continue your thoughts about Walmart. I have a couple of comments when you're done.
Well, let's just say that Walmart is, in comparison to what Sears was, Walmart, I find, in my opinion, again, doesn't do anything well. Maybe distribution, but beyond that, as far as their departments, what they carry, whatnot, it's mediocrity priced low. But what I especially don't like is the way they treat their employees. They don't allow them to unionize. And I had an individual I'd known for some years, younger guy, and I told him he had been with the company for the better part of 15 years. So I tried to explain to him what the company was, and he told me that after 15 years, just a couple of years ago, he was making $13 an hour. And they had just raised the rates of what they were paying people from, I think it was close to $8 to $11. So I said, let me get this right. In other words, if people were to come in right off the street, they'd be making $11 now. And you've been with the company for 15 years, and you're making $13. So he was a real company man. He melted down in the car, and I was able to keep my head and make it so that, you know, I dropped him off near the Walmart, and I turned around and I came home. But I found out about a year later, he got into a little bit of a beef with one of the young managers that came on board. And let's just say he had nowhere to fall back to. He had to basically quit ahead of getting fired. So they allowed him to quit. And I said to myself, now, if there was a union there, I think something could have been done. And I've always been a pretty strong union man. There's got to be a balance. I wouldn't want to see a union get too strong where basically they could basically shut things down at a whim. But at the same time, they got to be strong enough to protect the workers and make sure that the working place is a safe place. And I believe in reasonable demands. And management should have some clout. But in other words, you can't allow either side to get too strong because then you're going to have problems.
There have been reports in the news over the years about the Chinese factory outlet, as that's my name for Walmart, and that Walmart costs the taxpayers billions, with a B, billions of dollars, a year, in public assistance, food stamps, Medicaid, subsidized housing, etc. The number that I've seen on the internet is that low wage employers like Walmart cost taxpayers as much as $153 billion, with a B, dollars a year, because the employees can't make it. They can't survive on the wages. So in order to allow these people to survive, the taxpayers run in with subsidized housing, food stamps, Medicare, other public assistance, so that these people can go to work and Walmart can make profits that are unimaginable. And it's not just Walmart. It's Amazon. Amazon gets taxpayer assistance through lowered United States postal shipping rates. We have to pay more. Amazon pays less. These large companies make their money through working back deals, in my opinion, with the government. They get special assistance. Whether you like President Trump or not, he has been involved in the past and maybe even today with getting government assistance through lower taxation for the rental properties that he has. And when I say rental, I mean hotel rooms, that kind of thing, and apartments. So the little guy pays again, and that's how people get rich. If you look at all the people who are wealthy, and you go back to how did they make that happen? It was they've made a lot of money at once, or they made a little tiny bit of money from a lot of people through things that, well, we wouldn't engineer ourselves because we would think it's not right, it's not fair, it's not a level playing field. We'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Attorney General says he has a message for President Trump.
I cannot do my job here at the department with a constant background commentary that undercuts me.
Speaking on ABC, the head of the Justice Department, William Barr, is under fire for overruling his prosecutors and recommending a lighter sentence for the president's longtime ally, Roger Stone.
You think I need the president's tweet to tell me that 7 to 9 years is excessive.
He said he never spoke to the White House and made the decision before President Trump tweeted the original recommendation was a miscarriage of justice. An old familiar face is returning to the White House. President Trump says Hope Hicks has been asked to return. She's expected to serve as a counselor to the president and senior advisor Jared Kushner. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class George is with us in New Hampshire, and we're talking about the big companies. And one of the things we're talking about is the changing of the rules. So when Walmart would come to town, and they came to our nearby little village in Virginia when we lived there, and they came to town, and some people said, you don't understand that when these guys come in, they are going to drive out all of their competition. The hardware stores are going to go out of business and so forth. And people said, oh, no, these guys are good. You know, they promised us more jobs, and this is really good for our little village. Well, what happened is Walmart had a slogan, always. And what that meant was, you know, satisfaction, always. They didn't quite say what always meant. But what they did was they hired people at very low wages. And yeah, they did hire people. And they sold at low prices, lower than the competition. They bought the marketplace by the village by selling at low prices. And the customers, the consumers, flocked to Walmart, and the competitors, the hardware stores, etc., the supermarkets, went under. They closed. They left a blight of empty buildings. That's what happens. And so, because of the low prices, Walmart was able to do that. They bought the marketplace, and then they would slowly raise the prices after they've decimated the competition. And then they changed the rules. See, they used to have, well, you know, if you went to the hardware store or if you went to a supermarket, they would read the can or the jar or the bottle or the bag, and the price would be on it. And the cashier would ring that amount up. Well, Walmart would have that automated barcode system, and they'd have the price on the shelf, $1, let's say. And then you'd say, well, that's a dollar. You'd put it in the cart. And then you'd go to the cashier, and the cashier would run it through the barcode scanner, and it would come up $1.20. And then you'd say, wait a minute, it says a dollar on the shelf. And they go, oh, okay, well, because we got that wrong, you get it free. Then they stopped doing that. If you didn't notice it, you paid $1.20. If you did notice it, you'd get it for free. And that's the way it used to be. Then they changed the rules. They don't do it for free anymore. If they make a mistake, tough. You have to go to customer service and get it fixed. So they changed the rules. And that's the way it is. Companies are changing the rules. Let me give you just a quick example. And that's Walmart. Last week, our son, there was a sale on dog food. And I mentioned we're topping off. We're topping off on the things that we need because of the coronavirus. We're going to stay home. So we bought dog food. And it was a regular $25 bag of dog food, 50 pounds. And it was on sale for roughly $25. And it was on sale for roughly $19. And so my son and I went there and had one bag. One bag. And we were thinking like 10. They had one. And so when he went through the register, he said, may I have a rain check for, five more bags? And they said, okay. So this clerk, this young millennial clerk, fills out the rain check, and he went back yesterday to get the dog food. And it comes in at about $25. But the rain check was supposed to be for the sale price. And then the store manager goes, no, we can't do that. They have it on sale. They send out the flyer. They've got one bag in stock. They normally have two, I guess, literally. They have one. And then they tell us, well, you know, we can't honor the rain check price. We can't honor the sale price of $19 because, no, we don't do that. Can you imagine that? What I'm saying is they're changing the rules on the fly. That's Tractor Supply Company. It's not like one is doing it. There are so many companies are doing it. Go ahead, George.
But you know what it is, too, Vincent? Like, I'm friendly with a Tractor Supply manager, and they'll fly them down, I think it's to Texas, and they'll have these big meetings and whatnot, and I'd kid him. I said, gee, what are they getting your tractor and putting some jet engines on it there, and you put some goggles on and you fly down? I said, what, do you remember the tractor jet set now? And I tease them. But they're always looking, I'm not saying it's a bad company, but they're always looking for ways to get more, get you into the credit, then they have Neighbors Club. But there's always, they're collecting information about us all over the place. But I still say, Vincent, that the manager still has a lot of discretionary power. And if another manager could say, look, I can't give you all the way with the rain check, but tell you what, can we compromise here? I have a certain amount of leeway here. And you probably would have been somewhat satisfied with that, but the point I'm making is that some of these managers, you know and I know, they just want to shine with the head office there when they roll out the numbers at the end of the year saying, well, you know, we ran this efficiently and all this, but at some point in the shuffle, again, the customer gets forgotten.
You're absolutely right. And here's an example of that. So we buy auto parts from a number of auto parts suppliers. We use them here at the farm, and vehicles get repaired in the little village, and we help out the village with low prices and high-quality repairs. When have you ever heard the manager of an auto parts store calling customers saying, "Hey, it's me. I just called to see if you need anything. We're a little short on business now. And anything we can sell you? Because our numbers aren't looking so good." Now, that's not what they say. But the manager of the store is calling our farm to see if they can sell us something. What does that tell you about business? What does that tell you about loyalty? What does that tell you about how businesses and customers interact today? It tells me that customers are less loyal than they used to be, because the businesses don't treat the customers as if they want the customer's loyalty. They sell defective products. When I say they sell defective products, I'm talking if you bought an alternator or if you bought a wheel hub and it has a lifetime guarantee, just try collecting. O'Reilly's, we bought parts with a lifetime warranty over the years, and they failed. We bring it back, and they don't say, "Geez, I'm really sorry. I know that's a real pain. I know it takes 6 hours to change that part. Gosh, I'm so sorry that happened, but here's a replacement." Now what they do is they say, "Well, the replacement already failed, and we don't replace replacements anymore. That lifetime warranty doesn't mean lifetime. It really means that, you know, if it fails the first time, we'll replace it, but we're not going to give you a replacement for the defective replacement. We're only going to give you one." That's where we are today with auto parts. They changed the rules on those too. Now, eventually, they will have removed all of those lifetime warranty claims on auto parts. You know, they'll say limited 1 year replacement. And that's where they're going, because they know the parts are junk. They know it. It used to be, George, I'm sure you're aware of this, it used to be back in the 1970s that you could get aftermarket products that were better than the products that came original equipment from the factory, like Ford ignition points. You could get better than the original ones. Mallory was better. You could get better than AC Delco. Now you can't. Now the aftermarket is Chinese substandard in many cases, and it won't last anywhere near as long.
But
that's where we are today.
Right. But you see, too, like when I first came to the Valley, I can understand this one man. I remember hearing the story. The guy, I guess he was retiring. He wanted to build his dream house. It was somewhere, I don't know, down maybe towards your neck of the woods or a little bit further south. And anyway, he told the local he could build. He was a builder. And he said, "Look," he told the local hardware store or supply that could basically outfit him with a lot of his stuff. He goes, "Look, I'm going to give you one chance and one chance only." He says, I'm going to order a bunch of things from you. But basically what he told them in so many words is, "If you take advantage of me, that's it. The rest of the time I live in this area, I'm never coming to you again." Now, I've come to that conclusion, too, with any number of outfits that I've run into, whether it's an insurance company or it's a store or an auto parts place or some place that runs like a tow yard that they sell parts out of. If they take advantage of me, and I've seen it, I'll go out of my way not to do business with them. And not only will I not only go out of my way, I tell them, I said, "You're going to get $1 million worth of publicity, and it's all going to be true." And I challenge people. I tell people, "Now look, just if an opportunity presents itself or it comes up in a conversation or I can introduce it into a conversation," and I'm not being malicious here, I'm just saying, "Well, listen, I just want you to know what happened to me when I was dealing with this particular outfit," as a kind of caveat to say, you know, buyer beware. And I feel it's only right to tip people off if someone's being crooked. And my attitude is word of mouth goes a very, very long way. And I'm not bragging, but people have come to me. And I'd say, well, why didn't you ask so-and-so and so-and-so? Why were you coming to me to find out about how certain things, like how good a particular event was or what was this? And you know what they told me time and again? They said, well, we know you tell us the truth. The other people might not. They'd give us a story. So, you know, but my attitude is nobody's ever come back on me, to me face-to-face just so long as I'm telling the truth now. And I believe that you tell people, like you've learned, you tell them once, maybe twice, and then that's it. And then later on, if they come back crying, you know, nobody told me, I'll say, excuse me, didn't I tell you this here back when? And you'll look at their dumbfounded expression. But like I say, Vincent, but you know what it is, too? It's the ripple factor, this one-world globalization where they're dealing with Chinese outfits. Some of them, like you said one time, some things can be made okay, well. But more often than not, a lot of times, it's made with people who are being treated as slaves with some standard equipment. And my attitude is if they treat their own people as you see them treating them now, what the heck are they going to care about us if we get substandard parts and people get hurt or worse or our animals die or different things? Because, in other words, you're dealing with, I'm not saying the Chinese people now, I'm talking about their government. And I think that's why maybe this is part of the reason as a byproduct was I think they were losing control in Hong Kong and they couldn't really do much about it. So, and then there was probably some other dissatisfaction floating around and trade war problems, whatever. In other words, so what a perfect scenario to create a pandemic that keeps people isolated, afraid to get together and group together and afraid to go into and basically get virtually prisoners in their own apartment. You know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And this is who we're doing business with. So, of course, you're used to getting substandard parts, and you're getting substandard employees who are basically just there for a paycheck. They don't give two hoots about you or me or anyone else more often than not.
We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids, EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS Omega-3 Fatty Acid Certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
George is with us in New Hampshire. I've got a couple comments I'd like to share based on what you said, George. Early in the 1990s, about 30 years ago, our family bought a house. And the house was built by the premier builder in the area. And it was on a small farm. And the builder's father-in-law owned the lumber yard. So the lumber yard supplied lumber and building materials to the son-in-law, and the son-in-law built homes and small business buildings. Well, the house that we bought was painted very, very nicely, but it needed to be repainted. So I called the lumber yard owned by the father-in-law, and I said, we'd like to paint our house. So we bought the house from your son-in-law. Everybody knew that we bought this guy's house. It was a very small village of about 500 people. Everybody knew who we were, but we didn't know who they were. And we mentioned that we wanted to paint the house, and we'd like to buy about 10 gallons of paint to match. They said, no problem. It's Benjamin Moore paint. We have a card, C-A-R-D, system, and we write down what we, you know, the tints that are used and what quantities and which tints are used to make these paints. So, yeah, we can do it. I said, okay, great. How much is it? And it was really expensive. I mean, they had higher prices for the new guys that moved in than for the blue bloods. So we bought the 10 gallons of paint, and I started painting the house with Mrs. Finelli, and it did not match. And I called him up, and I said, it doesn't match. It's not even close. And I don't want to paint the whole house. I just want to paint, you know, the areas that need to be painted. Because some didn't, but it doesn't match. And they said, well, we tinted it to match. I said, well, can you send somebody out here and tell me if it matches? And they did, and they said, well, yeah, you're right. It doesn't really match, but you bought the paint, and we tinted it for you. And I said, but you said you could match it, and it doesn't match. So they gave me a really hard time. And I said, I'll tell you what. At the same time, my parents were building a house right next door on the adjacent property. And the guy who was building the house was the son-in-law of the guy who has the lumber yard. And the house was in, maybe half built. And I said, I'll tell you what. I hear what you're saying. You're not going to help me. You're not going to match it. And And then they told me they got this new system, this new computerized system, and that's why it doesn't match. And I said, well, that's not what I asked you to do. I wanted it to match. And so they gave me a hard time, and I said, I'll tell you what. There's a whole load of lumber and other products that was just delivered to my parents' house next door. Send your truck and pick it all up. I'm going to fire you as the supply company for my parents' house, and I'm going to fire the builder, your son-in-law, all because of this paint. They couldn't believe it. They couldn't believe that I would take that extreme in action.
Well, and they were banking on that. In other words, they were banking you were just going to roll over.
Uh-huh. Now, this is 30 years ago. So I have not changed my stripes. When people try to take advantage of me, my family, I come out swinging. And you know what? They made good on it. They actually sent the Benjamin Moore representative from the factory, and he came out and said, here's what we have to do, and they made it right. But they weren't going to make it right for these Yankees. They weren't going to make it right for us because they thought, you know, they could pull one over on us. And, okay, so here's what I've noticed. People are becoming more demanding. They're becoming lazier, more reckless, more careless, more me first, more pushy. In their cars, they throw out cigarette butts, trash, wrappers from fast food joints. And they change the terms and conditions that were originally agreed upon.
Yeah.
I believe, and I was not going to say this, but I decided I would about 10 seconds ago, that I have lost two friends in the last few weeks because they changed the terms and conditions that we originally agreed upon.
Vincent, can I ask you this?
Yep.
I know we're coming up to the end. Could you hold me over for 5 more minutes?
Oh, I can hold. We can stay for the next hour if you'd like.
I don't want to impose on you.
No, you're not.
I know
imposing.
Exactly what you're saying, and I want to hear the rest of your story, and I think I can basically put some frosting on that cake and tell you.
yeah. Well, and
no, because you know what I mean. Not only did they change the conditions, but they like to act like there never was an agreement in the first place. Especially
correct.
If they got what they wanted to when they originally agreed, which they knew when they made the agreement, they had no intention of ever fulfilling their end of the bargain either.
Yes.
Oh, I see that more and more, and I'm living in a valley. I hate to say it. That's almost like standard operating procedure here.
Yeah. Well, okay. George, I'd love to have you stay with me for the next hour if you have the time.
Yes, most definitely I do.
Okay, class, here's what we're talking about. We're talking about a game with changing rules, moving parts. And if you have honesty and integrity, it is very difficult for you.
Oh, yes.
Very difficult. Now,
Vincent,
I refuse.
I'm going to step away from the phone for a few minutes, but I'm not there when you pick up. Just carry on for a minute or two without me, and I'll be right back. Is that all right?
Okay. Yeah, sounds
all right,
great.
Thanks, Vincent.
Sounds great. That's George. Georgia, New Hampshire, and I think you might find this class interesting.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.